On this podcast, we will discuss topics that could be difficult or triggering for some listeners. This includes suicide and self-harm. If you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts or is in a crisis, please reach out immediately to the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. Their services are free and confidential. Hello, beautiful listeners, and welcome back to What's Next in EdTech. I am your host, Dalen Reifsteck, and this week we are continuing our discussion on GoGuardian, this time focusing on their Beacon product. I am privileged to say we have both Ellen Yan joining us, the Beacon General Manager at GoGuardian, as well as Mary Beth Coyne, the Beacon Account Executive. Ellen and Mary Beth, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
We have some very interesting topics to delve into, but first, let's give the listeners some more background on yourselves and GoGuardian. So Ellen, could you just give the listeners a little bit of background on yourself?
Absolutely. It's so nice to be here. I joined GoGuardian a little over a year ago, and I'm so excited for this to have been my first experience into educational technology. It's been an incredible ride so far, and working for such a mission-driven company and a mission-driven product in and of itself. So excited to be here, and getting to work with folks like Mary Beth Coyne is just an absolute honor.
I bet. Mary Beth, yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a former teacher who got into educational technology and has worked for many of the folks that we would all know and love throughout the years. And I've been with GoGuardian for about a year now in this role, specifically working with the Beacon team.
Wonderful. I love talking to former teachers. They just have so much knowledge that can fit so well in the ed tech space. So what is both of your favorite things about working at GoGuardian?
From my perspective, there's a fun part and then like the heart part. I think from the fun part, it truly is a team of folks that are coming from all walks of life, all different diverse backgrounds. I don't think I've ever been at such a diverse company. And so you just have just so many rich conversations about things that are so important and then things that are just so fun. And then the other part of it too is the true commitment by everyone up and down to doing what's right for our students and our schools, especially against this incredibly interesting time period. So,
yeah, and I would probably say the same. As I was approaching GoGuardian and interviewing, I was just amazed at the diversity of the company, but also to just the welcoming, fun spirit and the dedication from the top down to really committing to the mission that the company has for students. And that is seen in some folks in the industry, but it's been a while since I've seen that. And it was in every single person I interviewed with and then later trained with. It's just from the top down. It's a unique environment. And we're lucky if we get to see one of those in our career. I've seen a couple of them and you kind of know it when you see it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are truly the companies that make a big impact, the ones that want to help people. So backing up just a little bit, could one of you just give a brief overview of about GoGuardian for the listeners that have no idea?
Absolutely. GoGuardian is kind of born out of this idea of helping our teachers and our IT administrators and everyone in the building that's around ensuring that when students are learning and using the power of the internet, they're actually able to do it productively and safely. And it's all about kind of letting learning kind of prosper for a student. And so we have products like our admin product, which is like the, I love the analogy a coworker uses, which is the training wheels on the internet. And you can just absolutely understand how important that is. And we have incredible products like our teacher product, which helps teachers with classroom management. And you can imagine how incredibly powerful that is in a distance learning environment. And we have our Beacon product as well, which is suicide and self-harm prevention.
Yes, and that is the focus of this episode. So could you just give another brief overview of how Beacon works and just like a quick rundown for the folks who have no idea what it is?
Sure, absolutely. You know, you heard Elle allude to our admin product, which is our content monitoring and filtering product. We take that same technology and push everything that the students are interacting with at the browser level. So if they're typing into a Google Doc or Office 365 or even a Google search, an app, a chat room that's on their student-issued device, and we push it through a filter to put them into one of the five phases of where they are on their mental health journey. And then, of course, alerting to those students who are really struggling with self-harm and suicide in order to put them in touch with the right people at both the district and obviously later with their parents and with the community to get them the resources that they need.
Nice. I heard you allude to it, and this was one of my questions. So does it only work if they're searching on a web browser, or what about like emails or messages?
Yeah, emails and messages generally do go through the browser level. So again, anything that's coming in through that. So we'll have students who are using their school email. Maybe they are going into a chat room that is on that device. And of course, so many of our school districts are using Google Classroom. But amazingly, we see that most of the students, that Google search is where they find, they are looking for that help or really struggling with the self-harm and suicide.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine, because Google is what everyone uses nowadays to search anything.
Yeah.
So, and actually, and it's just to jump in on that point, because I was so astounded by this, you know, and it goes back to when we started building out Beacon, and by we, I mean the rest of the team before Mary Beth and I had the ability to join. If you look at the statistics on suicide and self-harm, it is heartbreaking, right? It's the second leading cause of death here in the United States for children ages 10 to 34. And then you have other pieces of information that say that 9 out of 10 teens who are in kind of depressive symptoms go online for help. And to your exact point, I mean, it makes sense. We're so honest with Google. We kind of ask Google, even as adults, you know, how are we feeling, and help us diagnose and think through things. So it makes sense. Yeah. We thought it was so important to make sure that Beacon was able to make sure to alert on things like Google search or any type of search because of that.
So I don't know if either of you could tell me, but do you know what inspired the creation of Beacon?
Yeah, I can speak to that. Absolutely. I know what inspired it was that when we had our admin product, we had districts and administrators reaching out to us saying that they were having some of these things come up in their content filtering and monitoring, and they were looking to Go Guardian to say, you know, how can we get those students those resources? And then when we get these alerts, what do we do with them? So this is where I really give Go Guardian credit. I wasn't here, so I can say this. It was quite amazing that they said, listen, we know the technology side of it, but we don't really know the mental health side of it. Let's go out and talk to experts. So we partnered with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, American Association of Suicidology, to make sure that we had the product as strong on the mental health side as on the technology side, because you wanted to make sure that what you were doing made sense. And we also worked to find out how would you respond at the district? What do districts do with this information? In other words, what is their crisis plan? What is their, what do they do once we hand off the baton? And so we wanted to make sure that it worked with their workflow, it was solid on the mental health side, and that it was secure on the technology side. So we were really very, very confident in making sure that we had really looked at the whole picture, not just how we could do it tech-wise.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So getting into a little bit of just how it works. So when an alert is sent, how does a school usually follow up or receive an alert that a student is searching something that they shouldn't be, or that brings out some red flags?
Yeah, so the way that it would work is we work with the districts. They can make the choices of what they would like to filter for. And the reason I say that is, there's five phases. The only phase that must remain on is what we call active planning. In other words, the student has the means and the intention to end their lives. Obviously, that's number one, time sensitive, and could really be a life in danger. So those must remain on. But there are four other phases that begin with suicide research, which is something that some districts choose to have on and just be in the background to be able to see some information, what we call an alert card, to be able to see that the student was looking at those items, because that those mental health professionals let us know that that's kind of the beginning step where they start to look at what does this mean, and they almost become a little bit fascinated with it. The next step is that help and support that Elle was alluding to, and we do see that many students, especially those struggling with depression, will go there first to see, why do I feel like this? Who else feels like this? What does this mean? What do these symptoms mean? Am I going to have this problem my whole life? And those two are kind of the lesser end of the spectrum, where if I were to receive that alert and I'm someone at the school district, maybe I bring that student in for a conversation over the next several days, the next week. It isn't life-threatening or imminent. But the others, which are defined as self-harm, in other words, cutting, burning, bruising, banging of heads. Oftentimes there are students who are bulimic or anorexic. These are starting to become very worrisome. And that's the beginning of actually where mental health professionals call it a mental health crisis. There are three phases to that. And this is one of the first. And although self-harm like that doesn't necessarily lead to or mean at that moment the student is intending to commit suicide, but there are statistics that now show that literally 75% of those students will become involved in a suicide attempt later in their life.
Wow.
And so we really want to catch those students much further upstream and start to begin to be able to get them the help and the support that they need. Most of those students, some of them need just talk therapies, in other words, counseling. Others need medication, and some need a combination. And we know that what's ended up happening is our school districts have become the de facto mental health providers, and they're constantly dealing with crises. So we wanted to start to work to get them in those further. And then the next one on the spectrum would be where we start to have what's called suicide ideation, where they're starting to imagine and ask themselves questions like, how would my parents feel if I committed suicide? What do you think my friends would say if I committed suicide? And they're starting to actually personify it. And then, as I mentioned before, the one that is most eminent is that active planning. So again, there's kind of five phases. And we work with the school districts. Some school districts want just an email notification. Some want a text message. Some want a combination. And some want to use what's called our 24/7 service, which is where we review with human escalation and review every one of those active planning alerts and then call an escalation list at the school district. So there is a combination of email, text, or phone calls, depending on what version of Beacon they have and how that district would like it to set up to mirror best with what how their workflow works.
Thank you for explaining that. So you just mentioned it, but I did see that Beacon now offers the option to have a dedicated team of safety specialists and escalate active planning alerts. Could you just tell us a little bit more about this option?
We are very proud of this team. They bring, and it's a pretty bad pun, but they bring Beacon to life in this way. I mean, imagine for our school mental health professionals and those that are receiving these phone calls on the other end that there is something that is very concerning for one of their students. We want to make sure that we are absolutely professional and empathetic, compassionate, and get them the information that they need on time. So this team is comes incredible backgrounds, very well trained on our end, and they come in and they're there literally 24/7, 365. They're based all here in the US, and especially as we've gone remote here, it's been great to kind of try and keep everyone tied together, even though we can't actually physically be together anymore. But very proud of this team. And what they do is, like Mary Beth said, they receive those kind of those alert cards when the AI kind of alerts and predicts, we think this might be active planning. And then it'll go to someone and one of the agents that is on staff right then, and they review it. And given the full context of what we can see, make that determination of, yes, you know, this is active planning. Let's go ahead and make those phone calls. Or reclassify it so that the school can see it regardless, but make sure that the ones that need the support right then and there were able to call 24/7, 365.
That sounds like an amazing option, especially for schools that might not have the bandwidth or the resources to be able to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I think, you know, when we talk about mental health and we talk about resourcing in schools, it's so everyone wants to do and be part of it and help our students out. But there's only so many hours in a day. There's only so many resources available. And so to the extent that we're all like a community and we're just trying to help and add additional resource just to make sure we're all catching each other, I think it's really quite wonderful in that way. So we're just trying to add another layer of additional resources for those schools, make sure that they know that, you know, when the kids need them, we can all be there for them.
Yeah, because I haven't met a district yet or spoken to a district yet that doesn't want to do something with this, but they're shorthanded. They're already juggling at 100 miles an hour. So if they can have that extra team to back them up and to call when it is important, they'll take that call and then they'll take it from there. But it allows them and frees them up to do other things. And our team is, you know, fantastic. They've all got some form of background in safety and or students. We've got, you know, folks who worked with various crisis lines. We have former social worker. We have counselors. We have former teachers. We have former swim coaches. And they come to us, of course, with this background, but we don't just then just throw them on the phone. They go through a very rigorous training from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So they understand these processes and especially what youth go through in regards to that journey through mental health leading up to feeling suicidal and having ideation and perhaps having an active planning episode. And then they also go through training with one of our partners who actually trains these crisis centers and these call centers to be able to deal with it in a very, as Elle said, emotionless, but at the same time, full of empathy. And there's that fine line between them. It's not a 911 call center, but at the same time, right, there's a lot of urgency to it. But you don't want to escalate it and make the person at the other end fearful, but be factual and realize that they're dealing with a very serious situation. And then lastly, they learn all about kind of a little bit about what social workers and school mental health professionals nomenclature and vocabulary and processes look and feel like, so they understand when I hand this off, what that person's doing at the other end, so I can make it as clear of a handoff as possible. And then they are trained in the processes. Then they're on the phones, not just, hey, it's day one, here you go, hopefully you get a hold of somebody. We would never do that. So I really appreciate that, because it feels like everyone on that staff joined us for that mission, but also really enjoyed the training process, and should be very proud. That's a lot of levels and a lot of knowledge, and they're a great team. I really can't say enough good about them.
I can only imagine. That does sound like a rigorous training process, but I'm sure the fruits of their labor have really come through with what they're doing.
It does, yes.
So it's obvious how Beacon helps students, but could you touch on how it helps parents or educators?
From the educator side of the house, and why this kind of connects back to the whole reason why the company did invest in Beacon and the development, is how do you succeed in learning as a student when, you know, you don't even have your solid foundation set in terms of safety, and that can be physical and mental, right? Mm-hmm. And so without the ability, especially given the prolonged pandemic and distance learning and the uncertainty that our students are facing, you know, this has become such a big topic and very, very top of mind for educators. The linkage between being able to learn and process and be there as a student and how strong you are in terms of your mental health. And one of the things that, you know, in conversations I've had the pleasure of having with mental health professionals back in March of last year, you know, they explained it to me very simply, which is when you are going through kind of this kind of low grade levels of trauma that are persistent, and wow, are we there? It affects your ability to remember. Mm-hmm. And so that also makes sense why even as individuals and as adults, it has felt like it's the same day over and over again. It's very hard to, as an adult, even keep your brain going. And so you just imagine how hard it is to make that connection for our students. And especially because as we've gone remote and some schools have, you know, aren't able to see their students in the classroom, it becomes even harder to take a look and make sure that our students are safe, kind of plug that a little bit of that gap as we're all in this a very challenging environment emotionally and physically. And so things like Beacon do help.
On the parent side of things, definitely parents are constantly worried about being handed devices, these kids being handed devices, both personal devices and school issued devices. Now, we work only on school issued devices, but I will share as a parent that I had a student who struggled with these very things, with self-harm and with suicide. And thankfully, she is doing very well now. But we had her personal device completely filtered, no issues as far as we could see. But unfortunately, the school district that she was with did not. And that was the source of where she was doing searches for some of these things. And mm-hmm. I so wish that Beacon had been on that device. We would have been able to get her help much sooner in that journey. So as a parent, you feel very comfortable that I hope to God my child is never in that category. But if they are, at least my school district will be alerted and we'll be able to work together to get the student the help they need.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that offers parents a lot of peace of mind. I can only imagine thinking about my mom, how she probably would have loved to have this when I was a student.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, today, this last year with between the pandemic and food uncertainty, unemployment, housing uncertainty, and then some of the political civil unrest we had, these poor students, you know, and we talk about this often within Go Guardian. We worry for those students when they do even come back to the classroom. That will be a fantastic day. But the problem is they're going to have to readjust to socializing again. And these students who are struggling with these things, they are the ones that are least likely to reach out for assistance. So if we can find the students that are struggling and pair them up with the help that they need, how fantastic to do that much earlier in their journey and avoid those folks that are at the district having to have that statistic of constantly worrying about being in crisis mode.
Yep. So another question, do you guys have any customer testimonials on Beacon that have stuck out with you?
Yeah, the first one that I'm sure Mary Beth has some, but we were in the beta test for our 24/7 offering that we were talking about earlier. We had over that period a school that just, you know, they let us know that Beacon's alert literally over that weekend. And I'm getting emotional, so I apologize. And this is why it sticks out so much. It was, you know, we're in the beta period, an alert goes out for a student, and it was basically, and I'm going to change some of the details, but let's say it was on a Friday. And the school got the alert and they were raced over to get to the student. And, you know, the reality is that student had those plans for that weekend. And, you know, it's just that was for me that first moment of kind of just shaking of just like, wow, this can be really powerful at a scaled level, but also at an individual level. So we have so many stories like that, which is so sad also. But that was, for me, one that has always stuck with me.
Yeah, we hear quite often when people are either trialing the product or are just new to the product, they will come back to us and share, oh my gosh, we are just amazed. There are students that were not on our radar that were really struggling. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. And our feeling is that, you know, in any district, there's always those kids they know about that they're already dealing with, that they're keeping an eye out for. But it's the ones that are struggling silently in the background that become the surprise on that Monday morning, like Elle alluded to with that school district. You know, that was almost a year ago, just as I was joining. And I remember that it was during the beta time. And that particular district had had a very long history of suicides. They'd had something like four of them just the month before. And they were part of what is known as the suicide belt. There are certain states that just really have got much higher statistics than the rest of the country. And now she speaks quite often to, you know, the virtues of Beacon and how it has helped to make her job so much better and to get those students the help they need much sooner. And then even just recently, we saw an ABC affiliate clip from a district. I won't share the district again. We try to be very private about that. But it was a wonderful clip where they had indeed alerted the guardian, and the guardian was the grandfather. And of course, that particular district happens to be in distance learning. And they called him and he said, Hang on, I will go make sure that he is safe. I think he's in his room working. And he came in just as the student was going to actually hang himself. And so it was a follow-up to that particular story, sharing how the student was now in counseling, doing much better, and that it was attributed to that district having recently picked up Beacon. And those are the kinds of things that Elle and I and the rest of the team and all of Go Guardian get very excited about, because that was the whole mission behind Beacon. And we are very grateful if that helps to save lives and to get those students the help that they want and they need.
Thank you both so much for sharing. I honestly got chills just listening to that. And it's really just so amazing and refreshing to hear about a company that is actually out there making a difference and improving the world for the better. So before we wrap things up, I don't know if either of you can share, but do you have any future updates to Beacon or new releases that you could talk about?
Yeah, we will be releasing very shortly additional areas that filter would monitor on the student device. And we're calling that category threats and violence. And this brings Beacon from being a suicide and self-harm prevention to the greater category that you often hear districts talk about, which is student safety. Of course, threats and violence are part of that as well. So that's guns, it's bombs, it's violent acts, and it's bullying. People don't realize how bullying is part of the whole threats and violence category. And we have also a category known as historical figures and historical acts, because oftentimes, kind of like with the self-harm and suicide, they'll start with that infatuation period where they're looking to previous, let's say, school shooters or people who've committed violent acts, and they start to kind of circle around that before they move to the point of doing any harm to themselves or to others. And there's quite a correlation between these threats and violence and mental health. For example, 3/4 of the school shooters had known mental health issues before they became school shooters. So again, it goes back to, if we can start to get those students to help or see when they start to become fascinated with some of these previous school shootings or school shooters or the act thereof, we can help to really keep those students safe, both in the school, if they're 100% remote, or a hybrid in between. That's the beauty of monitoring what those students are doing on those devices, wherever the students are at.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. It's great to hear about those future updates. And I love how you're making the connections between historical figures and whatnot. It just makes everything that much better. So I just want to give a ginormous thank you to both Ellen and Mary Beth for joining us today. It was honestly a delightful conversation to be able to hear about the impact of Go Guardian's Beacon product. And for those of you that would like more information about Go Guardian or Beacon, please check out their website at goguardian.com. That's goguardian.com. Or you can reach out to us on whatever platform you're listening in on. So just thank you again, and until next time.